It's Thursday, June 16th, AD 2022. This is the World View in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Last week, an Egyptian Muslim man attacked and killed a Coptic Christian in the country. Abdullah Hosni was visiting family before his death. The Muslim man had a history of harassing Christians. After the attack, Hosni was rushed to the hospital drenched in blood from multiple stab wounds. He died 3 days later, leaving behind two children. International Christian Concern reports that such violence is sadly increasing in Egypt, which is ranked 20th on the Open Doors World Watch list of nations where it is most difficult to be a Christian. A Christian factory worker won his religious discrimination case in Scotland this week. A chicken wholesaler factory fired Jevgenis Kovalkovs for wearing a cross necklace after being told to remove it for being a, quote, hazard, end quote. An employment tribunal in Dundee awarded the Christian over $25,000. The court noted that he, quote, had lost a job as a result of the discrimination towards him. His religion and the wearing of his necklace were of deep and profound meaning to him, end quote. Maine, Nevada, North Dakota, and South Carolina held primary elections on Tuesday. In South Carolina, Russell Fry, who was backed by Donald Trump, won a primary against U.S. Representative Tom Rice. Rice had voted to impeach the former president. Out of 13 Trump-backed candidates, 12 won their primaries this week. 5 won unopposed. Democrats also lost a seat in the U.S. House of Representatives when Republican Mayra Flores won a special election in Texas on Tuesday. For the first time in decades, the number of abortions in the U.S. increased. A new report from the Guttmacher Institute found that abortions went up by 8% from 2017 to 2020. In 2020, 930,000 babies were murdered in the womb. The report also found that abortion pills accounted for over half of the deaths for the first time. Pastor Bart Barber of First Baptist Church in Farmersville, Texas, won the election this week to become the new president of the Southern Baptist Convention. Barber has supported reform measures as an independent report found that SBC leadership mishandled sexual abuse allegations against its pastors. The nation's largest Protestant denomination also approved two abuse reform recommendations. One measure creates an abuse implementation task force, and the other creates a database to keep track of church workers with credible abuse allegations against them. A new Gallup poll found a record 50% of Americans say the state of moral values in the U.S. is lousy. 37% rated America's morals as, quote, only fair, end quote, and 13% rated them as excellent or good. 78% of respondents said the state of moral values in the country as a whole is getting worse. Americans said consideration of others was the most important problem with the state of our moral values. Racism and lack of religion were the second and third most commonly cited problems. Ezekiel 36 verses 26 and 27 says, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will remove your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes and to carefully observe my ordinances. Well, the emails about our little newscast keep coming in to adam@theworldview.com. Bob Walton in Harris, Minnesota said, quote, I enjoy listening every day because it gives me new important things to pray for. Also, I enjoy hearing a few scriptures throughout the broadcast. And most importantly, I like being daily reminded to seize the day for Jesus Christ, end quote. And Monica Galarcy in San Antonio, Texas wrote, quote, I really enjoy listening and reading the Worldview newscast every day because it keeps me abreast of news coverage of what's happening to our Christian brothers and sisters all over the world. This gives my family the opportunity to pray over the individuals who are being persecuted on a daily basis because of their faith. It's our best connection to our worldwide Christian family. We also love that it's from a Christian perspective and not muddled with today's crooked political agenda. thank you for your tedious work in keeping us in the know, end quote. Don't forget, if you send an email, please include your city and state. And finally, toward our goal of raising $76,000 by Tuesday, July 5th, so that the Worldview Newscast can stay on the air, 36 listeners stepped up to the plate yesterday. 36! I am truly humbled by such an incredible outpouring of support. Our thanks to Lance in Paducah, Kentucky, who gave $5, Carol in Lenexa, Kansas, and NR in Ilford, Essex, England, both of whom gave $10, Wendy in Ventura, California, who gave $20, as well as Jana in Midvale, Idaho, Jennifer in Sand Springs, Oklahoma, Leslie in Pleasant Grove, Utah, Jackie in Sexsmith, Alberta, Canada, Brooke in St. Charles, Missouri, Jerry in Hornbeck, Louisiana, and Karen in Hillsborough, North Carolina, each of whom gave $25. We appreciate Bob in Harris, Minnesota, Scott in Byron Center, Michigan, Josephine in Warminster, Pennsylvania, and Daly in Dryden, Virginia, each of whom gave $50, as well as Tim in Narvin, Pennsylvania, and Nathan in Shokan, New York, both of whom gave $100. Special thanks to Larry and Pat in Beacon, New York, Catherine in Wallkill, New York, and Dean in Moriarty, New Mexico, each of whom gave $200, as well as Tara in Downsville, Louisiana, who gave $250, Gary in Westminster, Colorado, Scott and Tanya in Blanco, Texas, and Amy in Seminole, Texas, each of whom gave $300. We're grateful for the generosity of Susan in West Palm Beach, Florida, who pledged $25 per month for 12 months for a gift of $300, Karen in Clarks Hill, South Carolina, who gave $400, Marcus in New York, New York, who gave $500, and George in Raleigh, North Carolina, who gave $515. And we praise God for Rosa in Duluth, Georgia, who gave $50 per month for 12 months for a gift of $600. Hudson in Mesa, Arizona, who gave $920. Sue in Rapid City, South Dakota, who gave $1,000. Daniel and Lauren in Edgewood, New Mexico, who gave $1,020, as well as Adam in Merlin, Oregon, Carrie in Pete's, Colorado, and Daniel and Lauren in Edgewood, New Mexico, each of whom pledged $100 per month for 12 months for a gift of $1,200. And we thank Justin in Katy, Texas, for his gift of $1,500. Those 36 new gifts from yesterday total $12,725. Ready for our new grand total? Drum roll, please. $38,810. That means we have surpassed our Friday, June 17th goal by $810. The generosity of our 36 new donors is simply breathtaking. It's an amazing demonstration of your gratitude to God for our vision of articulating the news from a biblical perspective. We still need to raise $37,190 toward our $76,000 goal by Tuesday, July 5th. So I'm looking for 12 Worldview listeners to pledge $100 per month for 12 months, 18 people to pledge $50 per month for 12 months, and 36 listeners to pledge $25 per month for 12 months. Just go to theworldview.com, click on Give, select the dollar amount, and then click on the recurring tab button if that's your wish. Thank you for prayerfully investing the resources that God has entrusted to you to keep this Christian newscast on the air. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Thursday, June 16th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.